愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我们最近在读以赛亚书。
And recently we have been reading the book of Isaiah.
那今天晚上我们从上个礼拜读的以赛亚书，我们来学习公义的果效，就是平安。
And so today we'd like to share on the passage that we read last week from the book of Isaiah with the topic, the work of righteousness is peace.
好，我们来看以赛亚书的三十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书的三十二章
Isaiah chapter 32
三十二章的十七节
Verse 17 And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the service of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever.
然后十八节
Verse 18 Then my people will live in a peaceful settlement, in secure dwellings and in undisturbed resting places.
这个十七节讲啊，公义的果效是平安。
Verse 17 says, "The work of righteousness will be peace."
好，那到下一句啊，公义的效验必是平稳。
And then the next sentence, "The service of righteousness is quietness."
好，那到十八节。
In verse 18.
好，我的百姓要住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静。的安歇所。
Then my people will live in a peaceful settlement, in secure dwellings, and in undisturbed resting places.
这个十八节讲哦，我的百姓，谁是主耶稣的百姓
？Verse 18 refers to my people. Who are the people of God?
就是我们信耶稣、受洗、归入主的名下的。
And are those people who believe and are baptized and are under His name?
那主耶稣要赐给他们非常宝贵的福气。
And the Lord Jesus wants to give them a precious blessing.
那是什么
？And what is that？
住在平安的居所。
And it's for them to live in a peaceful settlement.
安稳的住处。
In secure dwellings.
然后平静的安歇所。
And in undisturbed resting places.
所以这两节圣经节哦，描写一幅非常美的画。
And so these two verses actually portray a very beautiful picture.
我们看世界上的人活在苦难当中。
We see the people in this world, they live in a lot of suffering.
但是主耶稣说，在我里面有平安。
But the Lord Jesus says that in Him there is peace.
我已经胜过世界。
I have already overcome the world.
所以这是对我们每一个人的应许。
And so this is a promise to each one of us.
那这个应许会不会实现呢
？And will this promise come true？
有的人信耶稣以后，真的是住在平安的居所，安稳的住处。
And there are some people after they believe in the Lord Jesus, they truly live in a peaceful settlement and secure dwellings.
有的人信耶稣以后，好像没有这样的体验。
But yet there are some others who, after believing the Lord Jesus, does not have the same experience.
为什么？每个人的体验不一样。
Why is it that everybody has a different experience?
这跟我们刚刚读的十六、十七节有关系。
And this has to do with verse 17.
十七节讲到公义的果效是平安。
Verse 17 tells us that the work of righteousness will be peace.
那公义的效验是平稳。
The service of righteousness is quietness.
所以一个人如果要有平安，他要追求公义跟公平。
And so in order for somebody to have peace, then they need to pursue after righteousness and justice.
换句话说，如果我们没有公义，也没有公平，我们就不容易体会到主耶稣要给我们的平安。
And in other words, we can say that if we do not have righteousness or justice, then we are not able to experience the peace that the Lord Jesus wants to give us.
如果我们有公义跟公平，平安自然就会来到。
But if we have righteousness and justice, then peace will automatically come.
所以这个关键的最重要的关键就是生活要有公义跟公平。
And so the most critical point is that we need to have righteousness and justice in our lives.
那如果我们再看这个三十二章的开始。
And we take a look at the beginning of chapter 32.
让我们知道说我们活在两个国度里面。
It tells us that we live between two kingdoms.
在世界上我们有苦难。
In this world that we will have suffering.
这个就是说我们活在世界的国度里面。
And this is because we live in the kingdom of this world.
那美国就是世界的国度里面的一个。
And the United States is a country within the kingdom of this world.
可能我们从我们的故乡搬到美国来。
And so we may have moved from somewhere else, our hometown, to the U.S.
物质可能是比较繁荣。
And perhaps materially we are more abundant.
但是生活的忧愁、生活的害怕是一样的。
But the sorrows and the scares of our daily lives is actually still the same.
所以在世界上有苦难，这是必然。你到每一个国家都一样。
And so in this world there will be a suffering, a tribulation, and that is the same across everywhere.
但是在我里面有平安。
But in me, you will have peace.
这个我就是主耶稣。
And this me is the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣里面，还有在主耶稣的国度里面，我们有平安。
And so in the Lord Jesus, in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus, we will have peace.
所以我们要追求什么？
And so what is it that we pursue?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
And the Lord Jesus says that the kingdom of God is actually in our hearts.
那神的国是什么？
And so what is the kingdom of God?
第一个就是公义。
And the first is righteousness.
那第二个就是平安。
And the second is peace.
那第三个就是圣灵中的喜乐满足。
The third is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看那个祷告文，愿你的国降临。
And so we take a look at the Lord's Prayer and we say, may your kingdom come.
这个祷告文是我们从来慕道那一天一直念到死那一天。
And this Lord's Prayer is something that we will say from the time that we come to believe to the day that we die.
那我们受洗不是已经属于主耶稣的国度吗？
If we are baptized, do we not already belong to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus?
不错，我们受洗是属于主耶稣的国度。
It is true that after we are baptized, we belong to his kingdom.
但是主耶稣有没有真的充满在我们内心？
But does the Lord Jesus truly fill within each of our hearts?
他的国是不是真的在我们里面实现？
Is his kingdom truly manifested within us?
这就每个人都不一样了。
And this is different for every one of us.
所以我们要追求就是在主耶稣里面我们能够有公义跟公平。
And so what we need to do is pursue after righteousness and justice within the Lord Jesus.
那这个公义跟公平是神的本性。
And righteousness and justice is actually a nature of God.
所以你看到我们在世界上交朋友如果本性一样就容易交朋友。
And when we're making friends in this world, if our nature is the same, then it's very easy to become friends.
那如果本性不一样，有时候就很难变成好朋友。
But if our natures are just different, then it's very difficult to become good friends.
那神的本性就是公义跟公平。
And so God's nature is righteousness and peace.
所以如果我们的生活没有公义没有公平我们跟神的关系就不会很亲近。
And if our lives have no righteousness or justice, then we will not be close to God.
那神就不会内住充满在我们里面。
And then God will not fill within us.
所以这个公义跟公平是神内住充满在我们里面的一种感觉，一种体验。
And so having righteousness and justice is an experience of having God filling us inside.
那我们所拜的神是什么样的神？
So what kind of God is the God that we worship?
我们来看32章的第一节。
Let's turn to Isaiah 32, verse 1.
请。
Verse 1. Behold, a king will reign righteously, and officials will rule justly.
第二节。
Verse 2. Each will be like a refuge from the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry country, like the shade of a huge rock in an exhausted land.
第三节。
Verse 3. Then the eyes of those who see will not be blinded, and the ears of those who hear will listen.
第四节。
Verse 4. The mind of the rash will discern the truth, and the tongue of the stammerers will hurry to speak clearly.
这个第一节跟第二节讲有一个王。
Verse 1 and 2 refer to a king.
当然第二节有一人。
And verse 2 says that there's a person.
那这个王跟这个人是谁？
And who is this king or person?
这个就在预告要出生的弥赛亚，就是救主耶稣。
And so this is to prophesy about the Lord Jesus, the Messiah who was to be born.
啊，那他既然是王，他就有他的国度。
And because he is a king, then he has a kingdom.
啊，就是神的国度。
And that is God's kingdom.
啊，所以神的国度里面啊，他是凭公义来行政，啊，借公平来掌权。
And so in this kingdom, he will reign righteously and he will rule justly.
啊，所以如果我们要神在我们里面当王。
And so if we want God to be the king within us,
我们里面要有公义跟公平。
And we need to have righteousness and justice within us.
好，那第二节哈
，Verse two，
就在讲这个弥赛亚这个王哈，第一个他像避风所。
And it talks about this Messiah, this king. First, he is like a refuge.
啊，第二个他像啊避暴雨的隐秘处。
Second, he is like a shelter from a storm.
啊，他第三个，他好像河流流在干旱之地。
And the third, he's like a streams of water in a dry country.
哦，那第四个，他好像大磐石的影子在疲乏的地上。
And fourth, he is like the shade of a huge rock in an exhausted land.
啊，这个第二节都是在讲人的心呢。
Verse two is all talking about people's heart.
啊，有时候我们一生啊，遇到暴风暴雨。
And sometimes in our lives, we encounter winds and storms.
哦，谁能够帮我们挡一下？
And who can just shield us from this?
哦，避难一下。
And just to take refuge from it.
这里讲哦，这一个人，就是啊，这一个王。
And so it tells us here, this person, this king.
哦，他有他的隐秘处。
And he has his hiding place.
那有时候我们的心啊，非常的干渴、干旱。
And sometimes our heart is very dry, it is like a drought.
得不到满足。
And we're not satisfied.
但有一个河流要流过我们的心。
But there's going to be a stream of water that flows through our heart.
那个河流就是圣灵。
And that stream is the Holy Spirit.
所以从主耶稣来的。
And it comes from the Lord Jesus.
所以得圣灵以后，你的内心就得到滋润。
And so after you receive the Holy Spirit, then your heart is satisfied.
就不再干渴。
And you're no longer dry.
啊，那有时候我们人哦，好像大太阳啊，被晒得非常疲乏。
And sometimes we are just like the sun is shining on us really strongly, and we're to become very exhausted.
或者我们看Sacramento比较老的区域有很多树木。
And we take a look in Sacramento, we look at the older neighborhoods. There are a lot of trees.
因为这里夏天很热。
Because it is very hot here in the summer.
哦，所以很多树木你就走在下面就不会被太阳晒。
And so if you're under the shade, then you will not have the sun baking on you.
啊，然后这个王哦，他好像啊大磐石的影子。
And so this king is like the shade of a huge rock.
你人生遇到很干热的时候，真的受不了的时候，这个影子会遮盖你，让你觉得很凉爽。
And so when it is so hot and you're so dry, you just can't handle it anymore, then he provides this shade and you become very cool.
好，我们再看第三节哈。
Also moving on to verse three.
那能看的眼不再昏迷。
The eyes of those who see will not be blinded.
也就是说我们平常眼睛能够看能够读书的，但是圣经读就读不懂。
And so sometimes we have our eyes and we can read books, but when we read the Bible, we just don't understand.
那现在神开我们的心眼。
And now God has opened the eyes of our heart.
圣经看得懂，就很有趣啊。
And then we understand the Bible and it becomes very interesting to us.
能听的必听得听闻。
And the ears of those who hear will listen.
就是我们听得懂。
It's that we can understand.
来到教会，神开我们的耳朵，我们道理听得懂，道理听得懂就很有味道。
And we come to church and then God opens our ears so that we can understand. And once you can understand the sermons, then it is very interesting.
那如果我们如果到第三节第四节哈。
So verse four.
冒失的人心必明白知识，结巴舌头必能说话通快。
The mind of the rash will discern the truth, and the tongue of the stammers will hurry to speak clearly.
所以我们在主耶稣之下，我们道理越来越清楚。
And so under the Lord Jesus, then we become more and more clear about the truth.
本来我们都是讲世界的话。
And before we always spoke about the things of this world.
但是我们渐渐我们就开始会讲神的话。
And the more and more so, we start to speak about the words of God.
这个都是很奇妙的改变。
And these are all very miraculous changes.
都是因为这一个王，救主弥赛亚进到我们里面的工作。
And this is all a very miraculous change. It's because of this king, this Messiah, this Savior coming into our hearts and making this change for us.
所以我们今天要有平安，就是要有这个王住在我们里面。
And so today, in order for us to have peace, we need to have this king live within our hearts.
但是要让这个王住在我们里面，最大的挑战是什么？
But in order for this king to live within our hearts, there is the biggest challenge.
如果我们再读下去，
If we continue to read,
我们看32章第9节。
Chapter 32, verse 9. Verse 9. Rise up, you women who are at ease, and hear my voice. Listen to my word, you complacent daughters.
好，第十节。
Verse 10. Within a year and a few days, you will be troubled, you complacent daughters, for the vintage is ended and the fruit gathering will not come.
再看11节。
Also verse 11. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Be troubled, you complacent daughters.Strip, undress, and put sackcloth on your waist.
有时候我们常常把它想安逸无虑，这是神赐给我们福气。
And sometimes we feel like that when we're at ease, then this is actually a blessing from God.
那来美国很辛苦，那现在奋斗了一段时间以后生活安逸无虑，哇，这是神的恩典。
And if we first come to the U.S. and life is very difficult, but after a while, it seems that finally we've gotten to the stage where we can just be at ease and relax.
这个也真的是神的恩典。
And this is truly the blessing of God.
但是我们在安逸无虑要非常的谨慎。
But at the time when we're at ease and without worries, then we have to be very watchful.
所以这个地方讲安逸无虑的女子有祸了。
So here it tells us that it's woe to those women who are at ease.
那为什么圣经在提到安逸无虑是有灾祸的？
So why is it when the Bible talks about somebody who is at ease, they talk about that they are in woe?
因为我们人活在这个世界上信仰有很多的考验。
Because when we live in this world, there are a lot of tests in our faith.
那其中有一个考验就是生活很安逸。
And one of the tests that we have is that our life becomes very at ease and without worries.
我们现在来看生命记的第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
我们先看第八章。
And let's first turn to chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
11节。
Verse 11.Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. 12. Verse 12. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, and you build good houses and live in them.
13.
Verse 13. And when your herds and your flocks increase, and your silver and gold increase, and everything that you have increases.
14.
Verse 14. Then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
以色列百姓在埃及地受苦。
The Israelites suffered in the land of Egypt.
然后就向神哀求。
And so they cried out to the Lord.
神就把他们从埃及带出来。
And then God took them out of the land of Egypt.
然后要带他们到牛奶与蜜之地。
He brought them to a land flowing with milk and honey.
非常丰盛，非常甜美的一块地。
It is a land that is very abundant and very beautiful.
所以从十二节跟十三节就讲在迦南地生活的好。
And so for verse 12 and 13, it talks about the goodness of living in the land of Canaan.
吃得饱，足，建美好的房屋居住，牛羊也增多，金银也增多，全部都增加。
Which is that they eat and are satisfied, they build good houses and live in them, their herds and their flock increase, their silver and gold increase, everything that they had increased.
这个好不好？这个很好啊。
Is this good? It is very good.
但是你看下面到14节讲什么？
But what happens next in verse 14?
你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，将你从埃及为奴出来领出来的。
Then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
那15节。
Verse 15.
那引导你经过大而可怕的旷野。
He who led you through the great and terrible wilderness.
所以赐恩典他们，给他们的神。
And so this is the God that blessed them.
那一旦忘记呢？
And once we forget him.
我们如果看19节。
Let us go to verse 19.
你就忘记主你的神，随从别神， 侍奉敬拜，那你就会灭亡。
And verse 19, if it comes about that if you forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve and worship them, then you will certainly perish.
啊，所以人生活如果很困难的时候，你没有一天你不需要神。
And so if we're living in a very difficult life right now, then there's not a single day that we don't need God.
每天早上起来就要求神带领。
And every day we wake up and we pray and ask God to guide us.
每天睡觉也要祷告，明天啊，神啊，我有多少困难，你要带领。
And so every night we go to bed, we pray and we say, Lord, please help me. I have so many difficulties coming up tomorrow.
所以人会离开神，不是常常不是最困难的时刻。
And so people will not leave God usually during their most difficult times.
常常是进到迦南地以后。
Many times it is after they have entered into the land of Canaan.
生活舒服，什么都有了。
And life becomes comfortable, they have everything.
这渐渐发现没有神也可以啊。
And they start to realize, oh, it's actually okay if I don't have God.
所以一旦我们人心中啊渐渐离开神。
And so in our hearts, then we slowly start to leave God.
那另外一个神就取代了原来的神。
And then another God takes the place of our original God.
那我们的信仰就越来越走下坡。
And then our faith becomes, goes downhill.
所以从生命记以后，我们就看到以色列百姓离开神。
And so from the book of Deuteronomy onwards, we see that the Israelites left God.
那每一次回头都是因为遇到灾难。
And every time they returned, it's because they encountered some persecution.
这个就是人性。
Some difficulties.
所以我们如果回到以赛亚书32章。
And so this is human nature. If we return back to Isaiah chapter 32.
前面再提到有一个公义的王。
In the beginning, it talks about there is a righteous king.
他在掌权。
And he is the one who will reign.
接下去就提到他的百姓活在安逸的生活中。
And it talks about how his people will be, live in peace.
犯罪得罪神。
And live at ease. And because of that, then they sin against God.
所以神要把恩典拿走。
And so God wants to take away the blessings from them.
因此他们就会开始受苦。
And they will start to suffer.
那什么时候一个人的信仰会真的开始改变？
And when does a person's faith actually change?
如果我们看16节。
Verse 16.
16节讲，那时公平要居住在旷野，公义要居住在肥田。
And justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness will remain in the fertile field.
那个时候是什么时候？
And that time, when is this time?
就是15节。
Verse 15, until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field is considered as a forest.
这个地方讲，等到圣灵从上面浇灌我们。
And here it says that until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high.
然后旷野就变成肥田，肥田就看如树林。
And then the wilderness becomes a fertile field, the fertile field is considered as a forest.
那这个旷野是什么？
So what is the wilderness?
旷野就是人的心啊。
The wilderness is the heart of people.
所以这个圣灵啊，就是生命的活水啊，从上面浇灌下来。
And so this Holy Spirit is the living water. It will come down from above.
那这个人的心啊，会开始改变。
And then this heart of man will start to change.
怎么改变呢？
And how does it change?
从旷野变成肥田。
And it changes from wilderness into fertile field.
那这个旷野跟变成肥田到底是怎么一回事呢？
And so what happens and how does wilderness become a fertile field?
我们住在加州你就知道。
And
你如果庭院在现在这个时刻你怎么撒种它也不会发芽。
And we live in California, we know that at this moment, if you try to sow seeds, it's not going to grow.
为什么？因为没有水吧，所以你那个庭院都是干的很硬。
And you know this because there's no water, and so it becomes very hard ground.
所以你每天去撒种没有用。
So every day you can go out and sow new seeds, and it doesn't matter.
因为那个地很硬。
Because that ground is so hard.
但是到了十二月，十一、十二月。
But until about November or December.
开始下雨。
When it starts to rain.
那开始下雨后，那个水就变成那个地就很软了。
And once it starts to rain, then this ground starts to loosen up.
就变成很肥沃。
And it becomes this fertile field.
所以 你一开始撒种下去，
and so you start to sow seeds，
它就会开始发芽，
and then the seeds start to sprout。
啊，所以有时候我如果十一月以后一直到三四月，我来 Sacramento 都是开没有开 freeway， 开小路。
And so from about November until March or April, usually when I come to Sacramento, I actually don't take the freeways. I take the side roads.
那野花很漂亮。
Because the wilderness, the wildflowers are so beautiful.
哦，就是在这一段时间呢，雨水最丰盛的时候。
And it's just in this short period of time when the rainwater is the most abundant.
有时候你看到一片都是黄的，真的很漂亮。
And sometimes you just see like just a field of just yellow.Just very beautiful.
一片都是紫色的。
Or you see another field of just purple.
哦，所以这个水哦，真的是改变一块土地啊，非常有效的方法。
And so water is a very effective way of changing a piece of land.
哦，那有时候我们常常想哦，我们信主几十年了。
And sometimes we think that we've believed in the Lord Jesus for many decades.
哦，那常常聚会当然很好。
And of course, coming to service often is good.
哦，那有人圣经也读了好几遍。
And some people may have read the Bible many times.
那到底这个神的话对我们改变有多大？
But how much has the word of God actually changed us?
我们想想啊，今年的我跟去年的我到底有什么不同？
And what is the difference between me this year and me last year?
哦，那个不同就是进步。
And that difference is improvement.
现在的我跟十年前的我到底有什么不同？
What is the difference between me today and me 10 years ago?
我的个性，
my personality,
我的人生观，
my concepts of
life, 我的价值观，
my values,
我人生的志向目标，
my goals in life,
到底有什么改变？
What kind of changes do I see?
如果有改变了，就是信仰有在成长。
And if there is a change, then that means that our faith has grown.
如果没有改变了，
But if it has not changed,
就是信仰没有在进步。
Which means that our faith has not grown.
那为什么常常读圣经，常常聚会，信仰不会改变。
So why is it that we often read the Bible, we often go to service, and yet our faith does not change?
因为心里像旷野。
Because our heart is like this wilderness.
是硬的。
It is hard.
神的话进来不会感动。
The word of God comes into our heart and does not move us.
不会感动，你就不会改变嘛。
And without any movement, then there is no change.
你会改变是因为被感动。
And we only change when we are moved.
哦，所以一个人要改变，一个最基本的就是需要祷告。
And so the most basic thing we must do in order to change is to pray.
那祷告到什么程度？
And what do we pray until?
祷告你看圣经，神的话会感动我们。
We pray until we read the Bible and the word of God touches us.
那这样我们就会开始改变。
And then we will start to change.
好，我们现在看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
好，彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter one.
好，第一章的二十三节。
First Peter chapter one, verse 23.
啊，一直到二十五节。
Verse 23 to 25.
啊，请读。
Verse 23, for you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory is like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you.
好，这个二十四节哈到二十五节这一段话也是从以赛亚说出来的。
Verse 24 and 25 actually comes from a passage in Isaiah.
所以以赛亚书是旧约的福音书啊。
And so Isaiah is the gospel book of the Old Testament.
啊，二十四节就在讲。
And verse 24 tells us.
有血气的尽头如草，它的美容好像草上的花。
It says, all flesh is like grass, and all its glory is like the flower of grass.
好，如果读到这里，人生好不好？人生很好啊。
If we just stop here, is life beautiful? And it is very beautiful.
有血气就是你跟我，我们都有血气啊。
All flesh, you and I, we have flesh.
有肉体就有血气啊。
If we have this body, then we have flesh.
所以我们都像草，像花。
And so we are just like grass, we are like flowers.
哎，养孩子很辛苦，但你为什么要养孩子？
And having children is very difficult. Why do you want to have children?
这有一点像你要在庭院上把它开拓成为一个花园，这个也很辛苦啊。
And it's just like you want to build a garden in a new area, and that is also very difficult.
你要把石头 来挪开。
First, you have to remove all of the stones.
然后泥土要混一些肥料。
And then you have to mix the fertilizer with the soil.
这个很辛苦啊。
And this is all very hard work.
但是等到你种子撒下去。
But once you sow the seeds,
开始下雨了。
And it starts to rain.
哇，那花园真的很漂亮。
And then this garden becomes so beautiful.
那小孩子成长的过程。
And the growth of a child.
好像草，好像花。
It's just like this grass and these flowers.
所以一个家庭里面有小孩子，你就会发现这个家庭很幸福。
And so when you see a family that has children, then you see this family is very blessed.
因为有草有花，开得很漂亮。
Because there's grass, there's flowers, and it's all very beautiful.
所以环游血迹，它的美容像草跟花。
And all grass is like, all flesh is like grass, and its glory like the flower of grass.
到人生的巅峰时期哦，这个花开得最漂亮。
And so when you get to the peak of your life, then this is when the flower is the most beautiful.
引人注意。
And it entices everybody's attention.
那也变成很有价值。
And it becomes very valuable.
所以到这个情况要人生很好。
And up to this point, then you feel like life is very good.
但是如果再读下去，
But if we continue reading,
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass withers and the flower falls off.
这个就不好了。
Then this becomes not good.
这个人生往下降。
And this is life as you go downhill.
那有什么可以改变这个事实？
And what can change this fact?
如果一个没有信主的人，
If somebody does not believe in God,
他没有办法改变了。
He cannot change this.
所以到年老的时候就变成很悲观了。
And so when they get to the old age, then they become pessimistic.
因为你肉体没有给你盼望。
Because your body does not give you any more hope.
那没有给你盼望，那你的盼望从哪里来？没有地方有盼望。
And if you do not have hope in your body, then where do you get hope from? There's
nowhere. 没有盼望，你活着不是很痛苦吗？
And without any hope, then isn't living very painful?
是啊，是很痛苦，没有办法解决啊。
It is very painful, and there's no way that you can resolve it.
但是对一个有信仰的人来讲，他可以解决的。
But a person with faith is able to resolve this.
那解决是什么？
And how do you resolve this?
那我们如果看二十五节。
Look at verse 25.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道。
But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached to you.
所以草会枯干，花会凋谢，但是主的道不会改变。
And so the grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord will never change.
那这个主的道带给我们有什么作用？
And so what benefit does the word of God bring us?
好，我们如果回来看二十三节。
We go back to verse 23.
二十三节讲重生。
Verse 23 talks about being reborn.
Reborn, 再生一次。
It's reborn again.
所以我们每个人有两个生，第一个就是父母生我们。
And so every one of us has two births. The first is when we are born of our parents.
然后一直养我们到二十几岁。
And then they raise us all the way up until we're in our 20s.
我们就成熟了，就离开父母，然后就建设自己的婚姻家庭。
And so we become mature, and then we separate from our parents, and then we establish our own family through marriage.
但是第二个生非常重要。
But the second birth is very important.
第二个生叫重生。
And the second birth is to be reborn.
这个是属灵的生。
And this is a spiritual birth.
那重生从哪里开始？
And to be reborn again, where do we start?
从洗礼开始。
It starts from water baptism.
所以我们洗礼从水里面上来。
And so from water baptism, we come up from the water.
我们的罪被洗干净。
And our sins are washed away.
我们重新跟神连上关系。
And then once again, we have a connection with God.
神是生命本身。
And God is life itself.
所以跟神连上关系，我们就没有死亡。
And so when we are connected with God, then we no longer have death.
这就是永生的开始。
And this is the beginning of eternity.
这只是开始而已。
And this is just the beginning.
那现在重生呢，更重要是什么？他说重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。
But we talk about being born again, but not of the seed which is perishable, but imperishable.
下面是神活泼长存的道。
And it says that is through the living and enduring word of God.
啊，所以这个圣经的话是神活泼长存的道。
And so this word of the Bible is the living and enduring word of God.
啊，神的灵隐藏有神的本性。
The Spirit of God hides the essence and nature of God.
那太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神嘛，道就是神了。
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God.
哦，所以主耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
And that's why the Lord Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
哦，所以这个神的道本身也有神的生命在里面。
And so the word of God also has the life of God in it.
哦，因此，如果一个人啊，被圣灵充满。
And so if somebody is filled with the Spirit of God,
啊，他的个性会一直在改变。
Then the personality will start to change.
啊，这个叫做更新。
And this is to be renewed.
啊，再加上啊，一个人如果常常领受神的话。
And you add on to it that this person often receives the Word of God.
啊，他的观念思想啊，会真理化，越来越跟真理一样。
And then their concepts, their values will become closer and closer to the truth.
哦，那这个观念就会变成他生活的一部分。
And then these concepts become a part of their life.
哦，所以，哦，当一个人在真理上很深入的去思考。
And so when a person spends a lot of time to really think deeply about the truth.
哦，再加上常常祷告被圣灵充满。
And adding on to that, that they often pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，那这个就是生命在改变。
Then you see that this is their life changing.
啊，那这个生命改变，改变到最后变成什么？
And then their life continues to change until what happens at the end.
啊，变成主的形象。
And they become in the image of God.
就是主耶稣的形象。
Which is the image of the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以有时候我们当父母啊，你看关心小孩子什么？
And so often as parents, what are we concerned about our kids for?
啊，第一个，书要读好。
The first, they must study hard.
第二个，找好工作。
Second, they must find a good job.
第三个，多赚一点钱。
The third, they must earn a little bit more money.
第三个，享受人生。
And the fourth, to enjoy life.
我看大部分的父母对孩子都是这只有这个四个目标。
And I think that most parents just have these four goals for their children.
我们活在这个世界上。
And we live in this world.
这个就是世界上人人生的理想。
And this is the ideal of the people of this world.
哦，但是，如果我们生命有更新，
But if our life is renewed,
好，我们的生活应该远远超过这四点。
Then our life should very much surpass these four goals.
哦，因为我们最后是要把主耶稣表现出来，在我们生活中表现出来。
Because at the end, what we want to do is show Jesus Christ through our lives.
哦，所以你看主耶稣他所挂心的难道只有这四点吗？
And so we take a look at the Lord Jesus. Was he only concerned about these four things?
不只是这四点啊。
It was not only these four things.
所以啊，我们如果我们回到以赛亚书三十二章。
So we return back to Isaiah chapter 32.
十五节。
Verse 15.
圣灵浇灌，旷野变成肥田，肥田看如树林。
And the wilderness, and until the Spirit is poured out from upon us from on high, the wilderness becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field is considered as a forest.
比方说我们 Sacramento 快要一百个信徒。
And in Sacramento, we have almost 100 members now.
每一个人。
Every single one of us.
都是一棵有生命力的一棵树。
If we are all a tree, one tree that is full of life.
那这是主耶稣的生命在我们身上表现。
And this is the life of the Lord Jesus being manifested in our lives.
那我们到 Sacramento 来教会就看到一百棵树。
And then when you come to Sacramento Church, then you see 100 trees.
那每一棵树都是表现主耶稣的生命力。
And every single one of these trees is expressing the Lord Jesus' life.
它的叶子是青翠的。
And his leaves are very crisp and green.
而且会结主耶稣的果子。
And then they bear the fruit of the Lord Jesus.
哇，这个是一个树林啊。
And this becomes a forest.
那这就是神的荣耀啊。
And this is the glory of God.
那等到人的生活都已经把神的道活出来。
And we wait until our lives are all living out the life of the Lord Jesus.
公义就在里面。
Then justice will be there.
所以什么是公义？
And so what is justice?
行神眼中看为正的事。
A righteousness, and that is to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
想神认为正的事。
to think of the things that the Lord considers as right.
那神认为正的事是什么？
And what are the things that God considers as right?
就是圣经的话。
It is the words of the Bible.
哦，所以啊，我们的生活如果都活在神认为正的事，这个就是我们的公义。
And so if we live according to all the things that is considered right in front of God, then this is our righteousness.
那神就住在我们当中。
And then the Lord lives within us.
那神住在我们里面。
And if the Lord lives within us,
你就没有忧愁，也没有害怕。
Then you will have no sorrows or no fears.
那个就是平安。
And that is peace.
如果天父跟我们同在。
And if the Heavenly Father is with us,
你为什么会为生活忧虑？
Why do you worry about life?
圣经里面讲。
The Bible tells us,
飞鸟谁养活它？
Who takes care of the birds of the air?
天父养活它。
It is the Heavenly Father.
百合谁装饰它？
Who adorns the lilies?
天父装饰它。
It is the Heavenly Father who adorns the lilies.
但是我们是神的儿女。
But we are the children of God.
神如果与我们同在，你怎么会忧虑生活呢？
And if God is with us, then why do we worry about life?
只有外邦人，他没有父，所以他会忧虑。
And only those people who do not believe in God, they have no father, and so they must worry.
害怕也是一样啊。
And fear is the same.
小孩子一看到狗，有时候他就会哭啊。
And sometimes a child sees a dog and they cry.
因为狗有时候看得很壮大。
Because a dog may seem so big and strong.
父母来他就不哭了。
But the parents come and they don't cry.
如果天父跟我们同在。
And if our Heavenly Father is with us.
暴风雨也可以平静啊。
And even the storms and the winds can be quieted.
所以一旦生活有公义有公平。
And as long as we have righteousness and justice in our lives.
神跟我们同在很清楚。
And it's very clear that God is with us.
就没有忧愁，没有害怕。
And we will have no sorrows and we will have no fears.
那个就是平安。
And that is peace.
所以公义的果效必是平安。
And so the work of righteousness is peace.
所以平安有时候不需要求。
And so peace is not something we have to ask for.
公义一直在进步。
As we continue to improve in our righteousness.
神的同在越来越清楚。
And the abundance of God becomes more and clear and clear.
就越来越丰富。
Then peace becomes more and more abundant.
好，我们唱诗159首。
Let's sing hymn 159.
我们最后祷告完就唱这首副歌。
And after we pray, then we will sing this chorus.
159.
159.